What's up, everybody? Partial Artist, and I'm back on a Thursday, dude, which means we're rambling about fucking nothing, man. And it might sound shitty because I am still using an iPhone mic. You might be able to hear me moving it. Because my other one broke. We touched on that Monday, on a short little Monday episode. Still recovering from my LASIK, taking my drops every 2 hours, dude. Artificial tears every hour. Gotta keep these bitches moist. You know, gotta keep them moist so they don't get stuck to my eyelids. Read a horror story about a dude who didn't keep his eyes dry. His eyelids got stuck to his eyeball, and then they had to assist him in getting them open. Sounds like a fucking nightmare. Sounds like I'd have a panic attack, and I'd rip my eyelids off my eye, and I would destroy them. That's probably what would happen. But dude, just chilling with LASIK, huh? Pretty fucking crazy how quick it gets done. Pretty goddamn crazy. You're in there, they lift the skin off your eyeball, you can smell your, I swear to God, when they touch the laser off on your eye, you can smell it burning. Like, think you burning hair, dude, but it's your eyeball. You can smell it. You've got that smell, that smelly smell, that kind of smell that's smelly. It's like that. It's your fucking eye. It's your goddamn eye burning. And they just put a skin flap back over it, and they're like, yep, you're sauced up. There you go. Good to go. Have fun being able to see shit now. Excuse me. First day, kind of little dirt in the eye feeling. Take a nap, dude. Wake up. No pain. No fucking pain. Just keep shit lubed up. Keep shit ready, dude, and you can see. I mean, I got to wear sunglasses for a month like a major douche face. Like, sunglasses inside all the time. Yeah, can't do much at work. Little weird. LASIK's little fucking strange that they could just... Who signed up to be the first one, man? I get that they obviously practice on, like, cadavers and stuff, but eventually they had to, like, put practice into production and be like, yo, let me put 1,000-degree beam of light into your eye, and we're going to sculpt your eye to look a certain way. Someone's like, hey, I'll do it, $75. $75, I'll let you burn my eye. It's fucking wild. Who would volunteer to be the first one to do that? I don't know. But the eyes are going good, man. It kind of sucks, ruined some of my plans. A lot of my summer plans were to go hiking and camping every weekend this whole summer, which I will continue to do once this recovers. They told me about 2 weeks till I should go hiking. I was looking online. People said they were going the next weekend, but you know, I've had eye trouble my whole life, so I'm not going to fuck it up. I'll wait the 2 weeks, see what I can do, keep getting my pack ready, but man, I went on a good hike, Wagon Wheel Trail, got real steep, went with some buddies, and the sign says very steep, and now, when I think very steep, I think people are pussies, how very steep. Then you start climbing it, and you realize that 3/4 of a mile in, they should have a second sign that says, like, told you it's steep, bitch, because that's how it feels. You're walking this ridgeline. The base camp we tried to go to was 2.9 miles. We ended up going 9 miles. Hit some snow. Someone online had reviewed it a couple days before. Said, I wish I had my snowshoes, my snow poles, and this. We're like, ah, pussies, you know. Turns out they're right. So we got up pretty high, dude. Trying to get to these lakes. So the way it sits, if you go up Wagon Wheel Trail, there's this lake in between these two mountain ridges. So you got the mountains, and it kind of makes into like a saddle almost. And then you got these lakes. And so we're trying to get to the lakes. But the snow was ungodly thick. None of us came prepared for snow. Two of us were in shorts. So we're trying to get through the snow, and we found the lake. We finally got to it. It's really hard to find when there's no trail because snow's covering it and you're knee deep in it. But the water was running off the lake underneath the snow, so it was just way too unsafe to try and get to it. But we were within 1/4 mile of the lake. It'll be good to go back in another month or two. Whenever it's kind of melted and we can actually get to the lake, it should be a good time. But dude, first hike of the season. First real hike, honestly. It was a good start, man. It was a really good start, and I found a new love for something, a new passion. It's legit my fucking passion now. And it's what I want to do this entire summer is just go on hikes and go camping. I was going to go with my wife this week to Ancient Lakes. About a 2.5 mile hike out there. Camp up near these lakes. You just toss up a camp It's not like a campground campsite. I don't want to go to traditional campgrounds. I want to hike in places and stuff. Was going to go to Ancient Lakes with the wife, but we can't do that. I mean, we could, but she won't even let me get out of bed. Sometimes she won't. She's being very careful with my eyes, which is probably a good thing. So that's the plan. I got these new fucking paddle boards, dude, and I can't go in the water for like a month. So, which sucks, because I want to go fucking paddleboard. And I know I'm going to end up beefing it and falling in the water. But there's so many sounds and lakes up here in the Northwest that there's just a lot of cool places to go camp and paddleboard. And I think I touched on it Monday, but my end summer goal is to hike in, paddleboard somewhere, like to another campground a couple miles down, camp, paddleboard back. Dude, that'd be fun. But hiking is my new fucking passion. And with that, I've been looking into, I think once my eyes, I think it's 3 weeks. 3 weeks till I can do something like that physical. I want to start doing CrossFit or Olympic lifting, something. I was looking to get like a lifting coach because I'm tired of being, a little bitch ass all the time. And I want someone like a dedicated coach to push me. And while I was doing that, I found like a CrossFit thing. And it seems interesting, dude. Something I'd want to try. It's a little pricey, little out your boy's price range. But I want to try it. See where I get with it. See if how it improves, See where I feel. They also offered Olympic lifting, and I've always wanted to learn that too. So I don't know. I feel like CrossFit would just be really helpful with the hiking and camping, just being an all-around better athlete type of thing. Who knows? They got a free trial, so once my eyes heal up, I plan on giving that a shot. See what I can get out of it. There's a couple CrossFit gyms around here. Just have to test them out and see. That would be nice though, dude. Get some CrossFit, get some fucking swole on, dude. My back will look like the fucking mountain ranges I'm climbing, dude. Look like the fucking mountain ranges I'm climbing. Then all the dandruff coming off of my hair would be like the snow covering the mountaintops, dude, because my traps are fucking peaking. They got a nice saddle down below where my fucking latissimus dorsi are widening out my body like a goddamn tank, huh? Yeah, you just call them lats. I call them latissimus dorsi because I know what's up because I got fucking silk nuts, dude. What do you got? Not silk nuts. Not a silky sliz. So yeah, CrossFit, dude. Hiking, man. I'm getting balls deep into hiking. Balls deep into trying to figure out camping, fishing spots. I just want to get in the outdoors, man. Sitting in this room right now is pissing me off. I want to be out there, man. I want to be in the shit, brother. I want to be in the shit. So if you know anywhere up here worth camping and hiking and all that, man, let me know. End life goal, dude. Life goal. Appalachian Trail. Takes 4 to 7 months, depending on your level. That would be fucking dope. Now, how I'd get away from my life for 6 months, I don't know. But someday, man, take 6 months and hike from Georgia to Maine. I've been looking real deep into it. Real deep. I'm having to get all my stuff prepared for all my other backpacking. That's kind of, I guess, some positive side of being out for 2 weeks, not being able to do anything like that. It'll give me time to actually square away all my shit, make sure all my hiking and stuff is ready. I'm very excited, man. This should be a fun summer learning how to do all this. Really should. Getting to experience a lot. I found a cougar den when I was hiking. That was cool. So I just think there's going to be a lot to offer. Plan on getting a mic to go with me for my hikes so I can, on location, talk about my hike. Very, very exciting stuff, baby. My episodes are going to be kind of short because I don't got much going on because doing nothing because I can't. So I don't got much episode. Once I start doing these hikes, I'll have shitloads to talk about. But right now, not so much. Hiking equipment is fucking expensive. I'll talk on that real quick. Let me take a half-hearted sip of this iced coffee, which I have recently got balls deep into as well. The Pacific Northwest has changed me. I'm sipping iced coffee, dude. Iced coffee. Who am I? I go on hikes and I like iced coffee. I am changing rapidly. Iced coffee, though, dude. A good iced coffee. So here's my system. If you're wondering, like, dude, I want iced coffee at home, but I just don't like having to go out and get iced coffee all the time. I got you. So you make your coffee, right? Put it in the fridge. Let it cool down for a day. Come back to you. Get you some ice. Put your coffee in there. Put some milk in that bitch. Maybe you like a little bit of sweet cream? Put some sweet cream in it, dude. I love putting some fucking white sweet cream and some fucking black coffee, dude, making a good old mocha. Making a good old tan coffee, dude. That beautiful color. Delish. Delish. I love to put my sweet cream in something black right now. You know what I mean? That's true. I've never been with a black woman. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. I feel like there's a lot of women that, like, if I was with, like, I wouldn't. I would offer nothing for them, you know? Like, I would do things to them that they'd probably laugh at, you know? I would just be, like, giving it my all, and they'd be like, I mean, you get an A for effort, son, but that's about it. Get on out of here, and I'd be like, oh. I don't even know what we're talking about now. I'm just going off on it. In my head, I imagine, like, that lady from Beer Fest, Monique. You know, she'd be, like, on top of me, be like, oh, come on, you motherfucking piece of shit, motherfucker. And then, you know, my little white ass, she'd just fucking. She'd like pick me up by, she'd like pick me up by the hips and then blow me that way. Like she'd just throw my entire body into her mouth standing. You want to talk about degrading? That would be so degrading. Could you imagine a grown ass woman picking me up by the hip? I mean, I'm light, so they could. Picking me up by the hips and just fucking forcing me to face fuck them because they're just throwing me into their face over and over. I'm that size. That could be done to me. That could be done to me. That's insane. Kind of want it to happen now. Wow. What a fucking time, huh? What a fucking time. What the fuck was I talking about? Hiking equipment, dude. Hiking equipment is so fucking expensive. So fucking expensive. Couple hundred bucks for a bag, couple hundred bucks for a tent, couple hundred bucks for a sleeping bag, couple hundred bucks for this, $10 a meal, couple $20 for a spoon. What the fuck, bro? They need to make backpacking on a budget podcast. And if I backpack enough, I'll make that a fucking podcast. Because I have a $30 tent. It's on sale, Bass Pro. Sup, dog? You could also get it at Cabela's, sister store. Shout out. Go to Bass Pro. $30 tent on sale. Might be a pile of shit. I don't know. I found some sleeping bags in a bag in the back of my house that I didn't even know we had. We got two of them. So I'm not buying those. They said they last in 40-degree weather. So that'll have to work. Ooh, I can hear that dog barking outside again. Ooh, I can see it with 2015, 2020 vision. And I could watch with 2020 vision as I skin it alive and wear it like a Rambo suit. That's what I fantasize about, dude. I fucking hate that dog. That's why I like going on hikes. I don't gotta listen to bullshit. Don't gotta listen to the bullshit. All that I have to listen to is like wolves and hope they don't come rip my fucking dick off. Man, that'd be a cool way to go. A painful way to go, but like how many people you know get eaten by wolves, you know? Not a bad route. Pretty good. Pretty good. A lot of hiking shit, so expensive. So I'm just trying to slowly piece together stuff, man. If you go hiking, let me know the way to kind of do this cheaper, because it seems expensive. So I'm piecing it together the best I can. Maybe I'll make the backpacking on a budget podcast. Maybe that's what I'll do. I don't know. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll chalk that one away, dude. But I'm sorry for the audio quality. Again, talking in this iPhone mic, still saving up some coin until I can get some better mics. I have a Yeti Blue mic, but it's in the other room, and I can't really stare at a screen right now because my wife would yell at me. So I'm in a dark room, and I'm recording into this. And the Yeti Blue might actually be worse than this microphone because when that one's hooked up, well, I've tried it in that room. It picks up noises like from the goddamn Fred Meyer outside my apartment. Like, you hear everything, man. Every fucking thing you can hear. So this one kind of keeps it direct and close. I want to get a better one that I could tape to the inside of my shirt so when I'm hiking, when I camp out, I can record from out there. That would be really awesome. And I hope just keep, you know, chipping away. Every time I seem to get a good footing, something happens. So we're just going to keep chipping away like we always do, man. Coming up tomorrow will be another Friday Night Frights. Not sure what the topic's going to be on. I will let you. Actually, I won't let you know. You'll just fucking find out. No Saturday sipping for quite a bit of time. It'll be a little bit. Not supposed to drink for a hot minute, and I'm not going to, so it'll be a while. But we'll get back to Saturday sipping. Don't worry, the white trash blood will keep flowing, brothers. Mondays, regular episodes, nothing on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, talking Kiss. We're talking Dressed to Kill next Wednesday. Hope you like it. Once Kiss is done, you know, we'll get into different bands and all kinds of things, and we'll just keep broadening it with music, man. But thank y'all for the love. Thank y'all for the support. Everything will be linked down below, but probably shittily because I'm doing it from my phone, but I'll try my best. So thank you for the love, the support. Let me know everything. Sorry these episodes are kind of short and bland, but I'm working with what I got. Y'all are the best. Peace.